The New York State Legislature is fast-tracking the budget process as they try to reach final agreements and get bills printed by the weekend. The negotiations drew protesters to the Capitol who are demanding that the budget include a minimum wage increase to $9 an hour with automatic future increases for inflation. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has the story.
The 50 or so demonstrators directed their ire toward Governor Cuomo and Senate co-leader Jeff Klein, who they say aren't doing enough to convince Republicans in the Senate to go along with a proposal to raise the minimum wage to $9 an hour.
Hey, Klein! At least nine!
Senator Klein, a Democrat who led a breakaway faction of Democrats to join a coalition government with the Senate Republicans, has been attempting to compromise with the Senate GOP. Republicans have called a minimum wage increase a job killer. Klein ultimately agreed to a plan to increase it gradually over a three-year period instead, without naming any specific amount. Mark Dunlay with Hunger Action Network says that's not good enough. He questioned Senator Klein's motives for forming a coalition with the Republicans in the first place.
And when Jeff Klein stood and said, "This is not about patronage. This is not about greed. This is not about personal power. This is about doing something different for the good of the voters of New York State." And yet, the one issue he talked about, by me becoming co-majority leader, we're going to get a minimum wage. It has still not been increased.
Dunlay, who demonstrated with other protesters outside Senator Klein's office door, says food pantries and soup kitchens in New York feed 3 million people a year. 40% of clients have jobs, but they don't pay enough to make ends meet.
They don't make enough money to feed their families. They have to choose between paying their landlord, paying the utility company, paying the medical bill, or putting food on their table.
Senator Klein was asked about the protesters following a budget conference committee meeting.
I was just at my office. I didn't see any protesters.
The senator and other legislative leaders met several times with Governor Cuomo throughout the day, but offered few details of their talks, a sign that a final deal is close. Lawmakers agreed to divide up $550 million in additional spending for education, health, and other items. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says that doesn't mean the legislature is spending $500 million more than Governor Cuomo wants, though. Silver, along with Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos, say they have instead moved money around, but they couldn't name the total increase in state spending.
I can't tell you right now. We are staying below the 2% cap.
Schools will receive $290 million more dollars under the agreement, but lawmakers have not yet convinced Governor Cuomo to agree to restore around $250 million cut to New York City schools after they failed to meet the governor's deadline for a teacher evaluation plan. There was also discontent with some of the other restorations. The governor and leaders allotted $40 million additional dollars to service providers for the developmentally disabled, but supporters objected, saying that's only one-third of the $120 million originally cut by Governor Cuomo. The newest state senator, Cecilia Katchik, demanded an explanation at a budget conference committee meeting.
I know the Democratic conference totally supports the full restoration of the $120 million, and I assume the Republican majority is concurring with that. So I don't understand why we're not at that $120 million, and could the chairs explain why we only have $40 million?
She was told that negotiations are not yet done, and the final number could still change. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.